I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Five women are accusing State Representative Steve Lebsack of retaliating against them because they went public with allegations of sexual harassment or intimidating behavior. They take issue with a 28-page defense that Lebsack delivered to the mailboxes of his fellow House members just before the legislative session began last week. Lebsack says the process has been unfair from the start. Governor John Hickenlooper, meanwhile, is not backing away from comments last year that Lebsack should resign. And in his State of the State address last week, he received a standing ovation when he called for sexual harassment at the Capitol to end.
It's also an opportunity to recommit ourselves to honor and respect our colleagues and uphold the dignity of our offices. Let's pledge here and now that we will not tolerate sexual harassment in the state of Colorado.
Two Senate Republicans are also under formal investigation for sexual harassment. A Pueblo area family is searching for answers after their beloved horse, Nickel, was butchered. The Pueblo Chieftain reports the family found the 22-year-old animal Friday morning. The lock to the front gate of the family's ranch was cut. A lock on a semi-trailer on the property was also cut, and a portion of fence was taken down. Neither the family nor neighbors heard anything out of the ordinary prior to discovery. The family believes the animal was killed for the purpose of human consumption. A Pueblo County Sheriff's Office spokesperson says an investigation is underway. This is 91.5 KRCC News.